It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right around 720 WGN. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, I want to just tell you that we've got Sox tickets to give away this hour.
Nice.
Family four-pack. Do not miss this. Very important stuff that's happening. They are taking on, don't tell me, I'll tell you.
Okay.
They are taking on the Clevelands on Thursday, May 30th, and that's a 7 o'clock start.
Nice.
Tickets at WhiteSox.com or 866-SOX-GAME if you want to buy tickets to that or many of the other Sox
Not
games.
Memorial Day weekend either.
No.
Which is strange.
No.
The 31st, you would normally think 31st, that's around the time of the Memorial Day weekend. Not this year.
No, it's Memorial Day's early this year. And ridiculously, therefore, so.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Yeah.
You have fun both weekends.
Not so pretty. Not so pretty. All right. Susie Sunshine's with us. Susan Schmidt. Although I just heard you on the ABC radio network. So
I did, too.
Yeah. So I would say she's ours, but she's not. She belongs to the world. All right.
Used to be just ours.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Susie Sunshine for you guys. I don't do that for anyone else.
Yeah. Like the BBC doesn't like that, actually.
not really.
All right. So,
not their sense of humor.
No, the Dow took a big poop today, 600 and something points.
How about that?
Yeah.
Not all red. Everything was red today. So.
Now, was this anticipated that the tariffs, I mean, the 600 points still doesn't, given the size of the Dow, doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Because last week, remember, it went down huge and then came back at the very end. Are people really concerned about the long-term impact here, or is this just a play on a headline?
Well, I think 600 points down is a big move. And yes, it did come back yesterday, but that's because we got, you know, reassuring commentary from both the Chinese and the U.S. administration that things were going to be okay in trade and something would, you know, be resolved and it would all be fine in the end. And we didn't get commentary like that. We got some, you know, disturbing tweets, and the market, who had been assuming that this was all going to get resolved, stopped that assumption immediately. And last week it started getting nervous about it. Today it was pretty clear there's no agreement. And in fact, China is going out saying, we've got, all right, if you're going to put tariffs on us, we're going to do the same. And so now the market's looking at it, despite the fact that we just had a really good earnings season and businesses were talking about how they felt pretty good about the economy and how their businesses were operating. All of that is now in the past. We're focused on trade. There's no resolution. And this could cost companies. So we're going back to where we were in the fall when we started to hear, you know, hard numbers on how much this could cost. When these tariffs implement, it is going to raise the price of goods. So investors are reacting to that. They want to get out of the way. There's a flight to safety, and they're just getting out of pretty much everything across the board in equities right now. You just saw broad-based
even
selling.
Even stuff that is not going to be impacted by the tariffs.
Even stuff that's not going to be impacted by the tariffs, because people are now concerned that this is going to weigh on the economy overall. So if costs go up, profits go down, and this could impact the economy overall. If consumers have to spend more for a certain item, they're not going to be able to spend as much on something else. And so there's this negative sentiment associated with this. And also the fact that the market had pretty much come to expect that this was going to get resolved and be a non-issue. It's clearly not a non-issue. And not only do we have the trade with China coming up, but we have other trade issues that are now back in the forefront that didn't get resolved. We really don't know what the implications are around our NAFTA replacement now with SMECMA. We don't really know. We've got auto tariffs coming in from Europe. None of that has been decided yet. So we've got other issues out there, and the market is preparing for more negative tweets talking about tough stance on all of this and potentially raising the price of things and reducing profits.
Explain for us, if you will, Susan, a little bit more about how this impacts the average American consumer. We've heard things like, obviously, China sends us a lot of clothing. They send us luggage. They send us shoes. Apple iPhones are made there. There's an agricultural play here in terms of what they're buying from us. Soybeans are at the lowest level we've seen in 10 years. There's an issue here in terms of what's happening right now that we're going to start feeling it pretty soon.
Well, we are. And that's, I think, a good representation, Anna, because think of all the things that you just mentioned. It's a broad-based array of goods and that we're going to feel the impact on. And so whether it's, you know, consumer products and going to get your hair dryer, or clothing, or the farmers and their crops. All of these things are part of key trade with China. Things that we're either exporting there, we're a huge exporter of soybeans to China. China could easily source that from other countries. They don't need to buy it from us. So we're potentially losing a customer there. At the same time, that curling iron or hair dryer that you go to the store to get is probably made in China, and suddenly now the price on that is going to go up. And so it impacts us across the board. And that's why you're seeing this weakness in the market and concerns about the economy. We went from feeling pretty good about where the economy was. Sort of the market had backed off expectations from the Fed that there would be an interest rate decrease later this year because they felt strong enough about the market and companies' progress with earnings that that wasn't going to be necessary. The probability of the Fed coming out with a rate decrease at year end has jumped up in market statistics and is now widely expected.
Oh, because they think the economy will slow down at
right, because they're worried about the trade impact on the economy, slowing the economy down, and that the Fed will need to step in with a stimulus, which means dropping interest rates.
So I just wonder, though, there, you know, there's such, I don't know what the technical term is, but I think it's bullcrap. It comes out of Washington and out of Beijing about this, and they seem to always go to the brink and then pull off. And they're calling this for June 1, right? The tariffs would start then.
Right.
So what is to stop them in the next 2 weeks from just saying, we're kidding?
Or this is negotiating
tactic. Absolutely nothing. Right. This goes back to it's an emotional market. People are reacting. Markets like certainty, and markets like to know where they stand. They like to see things coming. This approach to negotiation flies in the face of all of that. It doesn't give the market any certainty whatsoever. And it goes back to, you know, playing really tough. Are we maybe playing too tough? Is this going to be hurting us in the long run? So that, I think, is going to cause further disruption for the market. They could just be a game of chicken, but the market, 600 points down today in the Dow, is taking this as, you know, we've got a lot of unknowns here. Unknowns mean risk. And when you've got that much more risk, then you things are worth a little bit less because we have to take that uncertainty with it. So we're scaling back, and I think today we really saw people move out of things, especially spaces like tech, consumer, places where they felt like they had extra exposure to China. They're just getting out of the way.
All right.
Hmm.
More volatility tomorrow, you anticipate?
I really do. I don't see how, you know, I think you have to be prepared. I don't see how this calms down immediately unless both administrations do an about-face. And I don't think that's going to happen. Remember that the market coming in today was still up about 15% year-to-date. That's a big number. Mm-hmm. And so when you're dealing from up 15%, you know, versus a negative number, I think you probably feel a little bit more powerful in your position to negotiate. You feel a little bit better that your economy can handle it. So I feel like perhaps the administration is going to stay with this hardline stance. They certainly haven't softened their language any. And it looks like China's coming right back and matching it.
Right. You saw the president tweet this morning that China will be hurt very badly if you don't make a deal. And then we learned the news kind of leaked out of, like, I think Kudlow leaked it out over the weekend that, you know, there wasn't really a deal in place. And then China will be in a bad situation if they retaliate. Boom, the news hit this morning that they're retaliating.
They're retaliating. And they're just barely retaliating. This could get worse. So they could up the ante on both sides. You know, China, I think, is showing, look, it's a two-way street. So we're prepared to talk to you, but if you're going to act like this, we're going to act like this too. And you're going to get a lot more back and forth. So, yes, be prepared for volatility. I don't think we have any real resolution here. We have until June 1st for this game to continue, and it's a lot of posturing. But the market is taking it as, you know, a very emotional response. The market is taking it as risk. And why go through all that volatility if you don't have to? A lot of people who are investing for the shorter term are just stepping to the sidelines.
Mm. All right. Susan Schmidt, Aviva Investors. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Susan.
I had a conversation, you know, it was Mother's Day yesterday.
Yeah. Did you get to see your mom?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go, Ro?
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people were having, you know, family get-togethers yesterday.
Ours was pretty big, yeah.
Yeah. The conversation, as you know, especially when you get the generations together now, really does turn to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was telling me about how awful these tariffs are. It's a very great idea, what he's doing. But this is going to be very bad for the markets. And I thought, oh my God, this is really, I was trying to figure out how, you know, sort of, you know, senior citizens live on their investments or whatever.
Fixed income.
That's a big number for Donald Trump's, you know, base right mm-hmm. there of people. And I thought, how are they going to take this? Because this is, you know, and this is something that especially Republicans and conservatives, you know, have been arguing against for years. I mean, there are not a single one of them, Kudlow or Stephen Moore, any of these people ever thought that a tariff was a good idea ever. Right? Now it's the president's idea. So it has to be a good idea because he's a madman. So he can say whatever he wants. And I'm watching to figure out if anything, again, this goes to the whole point that no matter what he does or says, he won't lose support, which is it's brilliant, but it could really be a problem. Well, is it one or the other?
You know? So she wanted to support the president, but she needed to point out that she's a little worried underneath the surface.
I think that's kind of where it was, yeah.
So, and you said nothing, right, Ro? You just stayed quiet and did, dutiful son. And
honest
just
to God.
Love you, Mom, and happy Mother's Day. Give her a kiss.
somewhere in there. I don't know. I didn't say anything. Let's put it that way. I kind of just looked at her, and I was trying to, you know, as I was looking at her, I kept thinking to myself, should I say something? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like in your head, you're like, I could jump in here
mm-hmm.
and I could say something. Well, that doesn't really make any sense. And just sort of make the point that Larry Kudlow and all the other people that she, you know, has loved from CNBC and other places over the years.
Nice dresser, you know, Larry Kudlow.
Oh, I love it.
Great suits.
I personally really like Larry. But, look at Larry. Larry took the cardiological bullet for the president already. The man had a heart attack. It was so crazy what's going on there.
Poor guy.
I mean, it really is. What they were putting him through. And he did, and then he came back and he's doing, I mean, these guys are dutiful. They want to do, I think they all want to keep their Mar-a-Lago memberships, but they
don't want to lose that.
Right. You know, but it is what it is. And it's sort of like, I mean, there isn't a single, anybody who calls themselves a conservative knows that this is wrong. Right? Unless you're just calling yourself a conservative. You're really not. You're just a Trump guy. And that's fine. If you want to be, you know, anybody can be whatever they want. That's the beauty of America.
And you can see how China is being fairly strategic with its retaliatory tariffs,
sure.
Finding those states that help boost Trump to the presidency, Midwestern states, farmers, you know, states that really, really helped him. And so when you start trying to take those shots against agriculture, they know what they're doing.
Right.
And more to come, potentially, as you just heard Susan Schmidt tell us.
Yeah, and Brazil and Argentina couldn't be happier because they are gigantic soybean producers.
Come over here.
And they can get their product to market. And now you're creating a trade route a higher traffic trade route that didn't exist before. So moving those economies, moving those shipping lanes, moving all those things away, there becomes an economy of scale.
Hard to reverse
at some point. Right. It just becomes harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, things to think about that economists who, you know, used to have a spine and should actually have the testicular fortitude to step up and go, I'm sorry, this is wrong. I get what you're trying to do. I get that China's a cheater and all that. This is not the way. And I know in the past, I mean, the argument is in the past, everybody's tried to handle this in any other way. So we're just going to have to come to a crushing blow. Well, if they crush us while we crush them, that's the reason we haven't been able to stop them before.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we don't want them stealing our intellectual property. That's true. But there are other ways to handle that. Tariff is not a good one. I'm sorry. Seems and then like having a tariff with the Europeans? My God, those are our friends! Those are our friends!
Thanks for reminding us.
I mean, I like French wine, all right? I do.
I know you do. That's going to be a problem for you, Ro. Think
and
of the hardship.
Italian wine. I really like Italian wine.
Mm-hmm.
I like olive
that
oil.
Too.
I like olives.
Mm-hmm. Great things. Great contributions from our friends in Italy.
And Greece. And France. I gotta go. Kim, what's going on at the bottom of the hour?
Charges have been filed against an alleged hit-and-run driver in St. Charles.
Oh, my turn. Traffic being brought to you by Lauren is just sitting there. Lauren's got that look on her face like, all right, idiot.
Talking to your mom. I just looked.
Yes, right. She gave me that look. Yeah. The traffic is being brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems.